Okay, I'm going to go back to Josh. We're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive at prisonplanet.tv. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock. I was going to go 7 to 8 with Mike Adams the first hour. Perhaps we'll just go to 9 with a whole second hour with good old Sheriff Richard Mack here with us. I'll just work my people to absolute death around here. Josh, I don't want to get in arguments with you. You know what? I know you thought you caught me there. And actually, I haven't even watched this video in about a year of this particular part. I also watch all the raw footage we shoot and all mixes together. I remember on this same trip talking to people. So now I may have been in the subway marveling. That's a .45, and it looked like stainless steel and all high tech. And I was going, that's not a Beretta 9mm. I mean, I'm a gun guy. Not so much in the last decade because I'm always working, but, I mean, I like guns, okay? Good thing I did because the 15 or 20 guns I bought back when I was, 25 years old, they're all, like, doubled in value or more. But I'm going to play this clip, and, of course, he's saying maybe these aren't even military personnel. Well, folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and later this will be archived on the Alex Jones channel for everybody free on YouTube, tell me, are these real military personnel right here? Here it is.
Come on. Yo, can you get that camera off of us, sir? Sir, can you get that camera off of us? You can get that camera.
I'm saying get the camera out of my face. That's what I'm saying.
You're on the streets of New York.
So what does that mean? I'm saying get this damn camera out of my face.
Well, this isn't Nazi Germany. There's no camera in your face.
God.
Hey, move to Russia. Okay?
Yo, God.
We can have cameras on the streets.
I said get it out of
your
my face.
Your guy starts cussing at us.
I said get it out of my face. That's all I'm saying.
It was never in your face.
Good job, Alex.
Oh, those are military. I don't know, Sheriff Mack. Those look like military to you?
Long before 9/11.
Well, I didn't check their ID. Josh says you got to check their ID. You ask one of those guys for their ID and see what's going to happen to you.
So they demand to show the military ID, and they've got to show it.
Oh, boy.
No, Josh, you caught us. It's all not real. You know, folks said it wasn't real when I had the Coronado land on tape with the hovercraft and the Marines and foreign troops training to take out Americans on video. And people said that's fake. He hired those ships.
Yeah.
That
was 2006?
That was 2006 right there in New York.
Why were they there?
There were military everywhere. You'd drive by, and there'd be police in the black uniforms of the German
Why?
Shepherds.
Why are they there?
They were, like, searching bags in the subway, everything, and they all had 45s and Berettas hanging on them. And I remember going, why are you carrying a 45? And they would just go, not going to answer your question. And I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, most people in law enforcement didn't like the 9mm. They don't have enough firepower. And for the military to say, we're just going to use 9mm, they don't have very much firepower. They don't have very much knockdown power.
I know 45's got knockdown, but penetration-wise, isn't something like a, the SIG 40 or a 40 cal, aren't those good?
I would rather have the SIG 40, personally, but when the chips are down, most cops want their shotguns.
Oh, yeah, that'll get the job done. You don't have to worry about aiming too much either. Yeah. All right, Josh, you caught us. I want to admit it. You caught me. Those aren't real military. You caught me. They weren't either in New Orleans taking guns. All the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. Are you saying we're making that up?
I don't agree with everything you say, Alex, but I'll tell you, I made an oath to the Constitution, and I will always defend your right to say it, no matter if I agree with it or not. But if I hear something wrong, I do feel compelled to correct somebody, like your Rand Corporation statue rant. It was completely wrong. Or hearing something about we have the largest recruitment center in Mexico City. That's just wrong. I don't think people should check you on it. You're the one who's always telling people, go to Google, go look up this information. So then when they go ahead and do it and find you to be wrong, they should call you and tell you that.
Well, hold on. I mean, I go from memory on a lot of stuff, but I remember, it's probably 5 years ago, there were a bunch of articles where they were opening them in, it was a list of recruiting centers, and they may be recruiting them and then getting them up here to the U.S., but it was in Ukraine, it was in Mexico City. I remember this. Are you saying that one of the biggest recruitment drives isn't to get non-U.S. citizens to join the military?
That's not what you said. You didn't say a recruitment drive. You said we have recruitment centers in Mexico City, which we don't.
Yeah, that's what the Washington Post. I got a great memory. We'll see if I'm exactly right. I'm going to search it during the break. We'll see if I can find it in 3 minutes. Josh, you caught us again.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russian fighter jets have joined with Venezuela in training? Did you know that the Russian destroyers held training exercises with Venezuela? Did you know that those Russian destroyers sailed into Cuba in 2010 to hold training exercises? Lenin said they would surround the United States and it would fall. Is the United States being surrounded? This would be their third stage for world domination. They have Eastern Europe and the masses of Asia, China. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Fix Bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay, we were talking to the caller earlier, and Josh, and I was joking when I said, Josh, you got me. You know, I didn't have U.S. Army run up and get in my face and tell me, you know, don't film them. I mean, they're obviously military. They're piling, and they even have the footage. We shot footage of the U.S. plates on the vehicle. Yeah. But I got to be honest, and I've already always told people this. Check what I say, because I go from memory on a lot of stuff, and so I try to tell the truth, and I know I'm right. But I searched U.S. recruiting outside of U.S., and I got 2k.army.mil.faqs.htm, and it says, we do not recruit outside of the United States and are barred from doing so. I mean, you can show me a document cam shot. I'll show them this. But I just sent Aaron Dykes, so I'll probably end up having it tomorrow, out to do a deep search. When something's 5-6 years old, I can't remember the exact headline. And it said that they had set up their biggest recruiting centers. In fact, the headline was something like, biggest U.S. recruiting outside U.S. I think that's what'll find it. Now, so I'm starting to percolate, and it may be, and I'm just going from memory here, like they've set up private recruiting arms. Because I remember in the article it says they recruit them, fly them here to enlist.
Right.
But no one denies that they're filling the military with foreigners. I mean that's not denied. But the point is, I did go look up what he's saying. He says he is a recruiter. So, well, yes, you individually must be barred, but I know my memory. I remember Washington Post, and you watch – I'm going to make sure I don't forget. We're going to find it, and I'm going to cover it here. Sorry, Sheriff Mack. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. But even he, the caller, said that they do outside recruiting. They just, he said he didn't believe there was a recruiting center in Mexico, but they know. He even admitted they
But that's all lawyer talk. I remember them saying their biggest recruiting was in Mexico City and Ukraine.
Sure.
And I remember it saying recruiting centers.
Well, he doesn't deny it happens. He just wants, he doesn't believe there's a building that's the biggest building in Mexico City for recruiting.
But this is a lot of double thinking.
That's exactly.
Because, I mean.
The point is, they're recruiting in foreign countries. That's the point.
Well, in fact, I should have gone back to him. Is he still there? Because he was kind of making excuses for foreign troops. Well, we have force assistance agreements. No, you don't bring foreign troops in here.
They're not supposed to.
You heard him say that. Is he still there? Sir, tell us your view on foreign troops being used, because I know I can pull that up. A whole bunch of articles where they've signed agreements to use foreign troops in America.
Well, when I was sheriff, we had UN troops in Arizona.
Oh, you're just making that up. Everything's fine. What was that caller's name here? Josh, what's your view on foreign troops to be used against the American people?
I think saying that they're going to be used against the American people, that's fear-mongering. That's saying, well, I know what they're going to do. No, they're not going to be used.
No, sir, it's in my film, Road to Tyranny, the screenshot of Reuters saying they've signed a deal to use foreign troops in the U.S., and then last year, Congress and the Canadian Parliament got mad because they announced we're going to use each other's troops, and they use U.S. troops at the Olympics up there.
Was that used against them? That wasn't used in a bad way. We use foreign troops here all the time, Alex.
Why?
It's not a bad
thing. Why?
You're not even supposed to use regular military for policing citizens. Are you for that?
Yeah, absolutely. If we need them.
Oh my goodness,
sir, that's absolutely. The law. That's posse comitatus. I mean, you guys may ignore it. Or the TSA may ignore the 10th Amendment, but you're not supposed to be doing it.
Now, a lot of things have changed over the last decade. And
You better believe a lot of stuff's changed. This country's going to hell in a handbasket.
More corruption.
That's the difference between us. You're afraid of everything, and you just think that everything is going down the toilet, and there's absolutely no redeeming value to anything we do. But I don't. I look at the positive
you're
side
of
everything.
You're an officer. Are you an officer?
I was both, actually.
You're on a power trip.
Absolutely not.
The incredible footage in Houston and Denver of them lying to teenage kids saying, you'll go to jail if you don't come sign this paperwork. And then they promoted the recruiters who lie and threaten kids. Do you ever do stuff like that when you're a recruiter?
Absolutely never. Never. Have I heard cases about it? Absolutely. And those recruiters are prosecuted. And I've seen it happen because I've seen recruiters.
Wait a minute.
The
Denver. They got promoted. All right, I've had enough of you. I appreciate the call. As soon as he told us foreign troops, you know, and the military, if we need them, use them on the streets.
But to say that there's no problem with that is the concern I have. He admits that they're here. And when I
wrote, 10 years ago, he denied that.
Yeah,
see,
but when I wrote my first book back in 1994 from my cold dead fingers, it has in there that 5,000 Chinese troops were here in America. And the question was why? Why
I've got cooperative nugget footage,
you know,
where foreign Eastern Europeans train against American role players in towns that look like the U.S.
But the real reason that if you came up with the answer was because they're not bound by our Constitution, they're not bound by any oath, and they will just follow orders.
Sheriff, everybody knows that the Russians would train from Eastern Russia 3,000 miles over to Western Russia to use it on a crowd. The Chinese at Tiananmen Square, it took them 10 hours to respond because they brought them in from 800 miles away, a whole different ethnic group. Everybody knows you don't use troops from the area because when their uncle's out there with a gun and a picket line, they're going to say, forget this and join their uncle.
And how did we stop? And how did we get somebody to do something at Tiananmen Square? A citizen stands in the way of a tank. That's one of the most remarkable photographs ever taken in the last 100 years. A citizen standing in the way, and that is what we have to do with our sheriffs and local officials against the corruption of our own government. We have to have sheriffs willing to interpose themselves.
Sheriff Mack, I agree. I was interviewing you 10 years ago, and I remember you saying they're going to start using troops on the streets, they're breaking it down, and people would call you conspiracy theorists. Now it's admitted, and this guy calls in and goes, yeah, I'm an officer, and I think it's a great idea.
But don't take it to the level where you think everything's bad.
Right. I'm afraid of everything. Kind of like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson said, government is dangerous like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Right.
I mean, you know.
The only thing I'm after is I want to be left alone. Randy Weaver, the only thing he wanted was to be left alone.
All over the country, you can't even grow gardens at your house when there's not even a law.
Yeah, and it's just getting so ridiculous. And now the state legislature of Texas was standing against the TSA, and they were threatened by the federal government, and they backed off.
You know why this guy's listening? He's looking for fault because he doesn't sound like a bad guy. He's made excuses, and he's trying to rationalize what he's doing.
Well, and to rationalize what government is doing all over the place, and I don't see anything. Watching what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, how could anybody say something good is happening?
When this country wasn't perfect, but was better than any other, the government gave people land because they wanted folks to have children and prosper.
Yeah.
Okay, now, and I just got chills again, because I didn't used to get these chills. I'm so upset at a fundamental level. It's such common sense. Almost everybody I know in family I have in West Texas and East Texas and other areas can't pay, and over the decades they've sold off more and more family land where now they're down to 20, 30, 40 acres, and it's where the homestead is. They love it. They work in town during the day, they work on the cows and the fence on the weekend, and the government's getting rid of the tax exemptions and raising sales taxes, and everybody's losing their land. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me there's nothing wrong with America? We're losing our very way of life.
We've lost our soul. We've lost the American soul. Pat Buchanan, when he ran for president back in 1996, was saying these very same things. He was talking about the New World Order. He was talking about protecting our borders. That's the biggest
Ross
one right
Perot
there.
Ross Perot told us NAFTA and GATT would deindustrialize us. They called him a fearful person.
Right.
He was absolutely right.
And so was Pat Buchanan, especially about protecting our borders. He saw it then, and people called him crazy and an isolationist. And it turned out now it's all bitten us back on the butt, and wow. Now nobody's
saying that. And what's their answer? More globalism. Sheriff Mack, tell us about your speaking tour. SheriffMack.com. On to jam in a few more calls here. But, tell us what's coming up next.
Well, I'm going to be speaking in Florida at the rally against the TSA. The Libertarian Party is getting a lot of different groups, a lot of Tea Party groups and 912 groups together. This coming Sunday, my wife and I will be there in Daytona Beach. Come on over to the rally. It's that afternoon, this Sunday afternoon. Go to my website. You can see the information.
And all the great books, because you need support traveling all over the country.
The best book in the country for finding the solution to what's going on in our country is The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Get that on my website.
Because every sheriff, they need to be knee-deep in them.
But every citizen needs to read it, too. You've got to know what to tell your sheriff is his duty to protect you.
And buy a bunch and give them to local sheriff's deputies.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Jeff in Georgia.
And make somebody gives one to Josh, our
last
call.
Break. Thank you. I'm going to skip this break a little bit longer here. I'm never going to get my work done on the TV show. 7 o'clock tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv. Jeff in Georgia, what'd you think of the last guy?
I think he's trying to rationalize why he goes to work every day, because I am an active duty officer. I think you read the oath a little different, but I don't take no oath to the governor or the state or anything.
That's what I told Alex.
The difference between the officer oath and the enlisted oath, he is correct, is the enlisted guy does take an oath to the President of the United States, the officer specifically and only to the Constitution. And that's why it's important for officers to know the Constitution so they know what orders they're given.
Yeah, I was reading the general enlisted, yes.
Right. So, but I mean,
well, that's
mine
why before
is,
officers had to be always commissioned by Congress so people knew, hey, you work for the people, not El Presidente.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I appreciate everything you're doing, long-time listener, Prison Planet member, and first-time caller.
What did you think of that guy?
I think, like I said, they laugh at me at work every day when I try to tell them. We actually had a point where we were having a big officer meeting, and the guy works with the police department. He said, hey, they're going to be doing random seatbelt checks and registration checks, everything. I said, hey, we just had a guy get promoted, say the oath of office, which violates the Fourth Amendment, and they all laughed at me. You know, they just laugh and laugh and laugh, and they just, nobody is awake.
It's so you're a police officer?
No, I'm an active duty naval officer.
Okay, so, but I mean, the issue here is, for anybody that laughs at the Constitution, well, we can run a checkpoint without a warrant. But then, next, we can take your bank account for no reason.
Right.
Or the police chief can fire the mayor, because we say so. Folks, if you don't have the Constitution Bill of Rights, you are now in parts of darkness. You want to explain that to them?
Sheriff?
Well, that's. I think it's so typical, though. Look at what's going on around you. You'll see it yourself. The callers, everybody. We have a naval officer calling that is seeing the world completely opposite of Josh. And all we're talking about here is look what's going on. Don't believe me. Don't believe you. Check it out for yourself, just like the caller said. Check it out
for
yourself.
You heard that guy's denial. He thought I would put out a fake video of troops running across the street
New York City
and screaming at him. Of course those are troops. I mean, listen, how many people that you talk to at work in the Navy are even halfway awake?
Less than a third. I mean, because they just want you to keep your head down. They keep you so occupied. They keep you so busy. They don't want you lifting your head up and looking above the bushes. You know, they just keep you task.
Yeah. Well, that's sad. That's really sad. You know, I respect Josh for calling in, and I respect somebody who I understand how somebody wants to rationalize everything and make their job look decent, and what law enforcement officers who say, well, you know, we just have to enforce the laws, you know, and I've got to keep my job. You know, I don't agree with that anymore. If you're going to prostitute yourself to keep your job, then we don't need
you. Well, look, it started in Germany at first with Hitler, little things.
Yeah, exactly.
Violate the Weimar Republic Constitution. And pretty soon, after you violated a bunch of little things, I mean, there's nothing holding us there. There's nothing under us anymore. The Constitution is a shield against tyranny, folks. It's like the magnetic field of the Earth. If we didn't have that magnetic field, the Earth would set on fire within hours. That's right. It's like the magnetic shield of the Earth. I mean, you were trying to say something, Jeff. Go ahead.
I mean, to be honest with you, during the first Gulf War, I was totally asleep, ready to go, doing all the stuff they wanted you to do. But each individual citizen needs to find out what wakes them up. What woke me up was the public school system and money and reading President Andrew Jackson's farewell address about the banking elite, learning about Keynesian economics, how they're stealing your money through wealth. Because, you know, I mean, I was a muscle car guy. I always wanted a car, and it was always out of reach. When I could afford $3,000, it was $6,000. When I could afford $6,000, they were $12,000. When I could afford $12,000, they were $20,000. You know, so you got to find out what wakes you up. But, I mean, I sat down and cried for three days when I saw how that I had sent my three daughters basically to an indoctrination corruption camp to be used against me, you know, and I thought I was doing the right thing.
Indoctrination camp? You're talking about public schools, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah, folks, we are under social engineering, and it makes me sick to watch these globalists get away with it. Once you get out of their trance and their con and know it's a con, it's how con artists work, then you realize how dumb I was ever buying this, and then all you want to do is bring them to justice. I mean, I burn with the desire to stop these people. I know we can beat them if we just believe we can and break the trance. You agree with you, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, I mean, it is, and we are in a trance, and the brainwashing continues, and the worst accomplice with the government brainwashing is the mainstream media. I mean, they are all over it, you know.
They're bought and paid for.
Oh, totally bought and paid for. And it's almost like a separate branch or just another leg of the
branch. Well, it turns out MSNBC got hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money in the bailout secretly. Yeah. No wonder when they would ask Bernanke where'd the money go, he'd say, I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
I mean, Rachel Maddow and these people are actually taxpayer paid to sit there and say, if you don't want government-run health care, you're a racist.
Right.
I mean, they are the people trying to create racism. God bless you, Jeff. I'm glad you could talk to Josh there. Well, yeah, we do need to use the military on the streets. I mean, what? Why do I? Move to Guatemala then, buddy. If you want, move to China. You'll get to see plenty of it.
Yep.
Bill in Florida, you're on the air. We got to move quick now. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm the one that sent the article from Homestead Reserve Base about the police officers going over and detaining that suspect. But it just doesn't stop there on this little base that thinks it can. It's a lot of brainwash, and I see them all the time pulling people over on the public roads and waiting for the deputy sheriffs to come in to give them tickets.
they pull them over and then tattletale on them to the deputy?
Oh, yeah, they have all over the country DUI checkpoints, sometimes 50 miles from a base with armed Marines.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, any sheriff in this country should put a stop to all of those.
Well, I mean, even 20 years
whether they're done by the military or the state,
those
are wrong.
Exactly. No, but, I mean, now it's not just checkpoints, it's troops. Look, I have the newscast. I'm going to get it added. Fox News in New York, where they go, we've made 2,000 arrests at Army checkpoints right. in the middle of the – and they're driving families under high-powered X-ray scanners.
Right. And historically speaking, who was the best one at stopping everybody and checking for papers? I mean, we actually do that now in America and make excuses and the rationalization of our Josh caller to say that that's okay in America. That's what, Josh, I'm going to tell you right now, that's what scares me about America, that you, an officer in the military, can say something like that and tell us there's something wrong with us for being afraid of those types of things going on when that is an exact hand-me-down from Nazi Germany.
Well, that guy needs to read the Founding Fathers, because you think we're radical? I mean, the Founding Fathers said, arm up and attack anybody acts like this. They said, you better protect liberty, and even if you're fully awake, you're probably not going to be able to keep it. They were like, you better be on your toes, ready to face down corruption, and even if you are, you're probably not going to keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to fight for 7 years, total hell, to get that. I mean, what do you people think? All this stuff came for free? The U.S. is only land. Why has it been so wealthy? Because it had a little bit of freedom, you morons. And when we lose that, we lose it all, you jackasses, and our kids will be slaves. I'm sorry, but that Josh guy makes me want to throw up. His condescending attitude and all of it.
You're right.
finishing up, Bill, are you in the military, or did you just read about this?
I'm retired. I'm the one that sent the article in, and it was on our base website. But see, our wing commander gave us a commander's call, and he told us he was going to have the security forces make their presence known out here to the public for public viewing, and because we had a murder there at that Circle K about 2 years
ago. It's always an excuse. It's all acclamation.
Yeah, there was a murder, so we got to do this. There was 9/11, so we got to destroy your Constitution. There's this.
There's guns in Mexico, so we got to take your guns. By the way, the government gave it to them.
That's right. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. And it's illegal, and it's breaking international law, and it's all the biggest part of corruption that there ever was. But this is still, just ask Josh, this is still a great place.
So, Bill,
everything's fine.
Anything else?
Yeah, I lost my driving privileges on base for 60 days because they wanted to search my truck, and I gave them permission to search my vehicle because you're supposed to allow them when you come on a military installation.
Sure.
Well, they told me to open up the doors and the hood of my truck, and I told them, no, you can search it, but I'm not going to do it. And they said, well, you have to do it. And I said, well, show me a regulation where it says I have to open up my vehicle. I said, because if I was a criminal in handcuffs, you guys would search my vehicle.
Yeah, if you're such a danger in procedure anyways, they're supposed to stand back. They're supposed to do it anyways. I mean, this is ridiculous. So it would be indentured servitude. So what happened?
Well, I refused. I said, you have permission to search my vehicle. Well, the security forces supervisor came out, and the security forces, there was five guys, and they just stared at me. They couldn't believe I said no. I said, I didn't say no, you couldn't search my vehicle. I said, I'm not opening the doors for it. And they said, well, you need to because we feel uncomfortable. And I said, what, are you afraid you're going to break your finger now?
Oh,
yeah, they felt that's what the guy said.
They're already getting ready to brand it over to the military.
Yeah.
God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I wish I could get to Ron and Jared. I bet they've got even more, but I've got to hit this final news item. Ron and Jared, call me back tomorrow. We'll do more of this with military and police calling it. It's always great.
Yeah.
And actually, they actually talk or are a lot more focused than, you know, just a random average caller. I guess they live in the real world. It's good to hear from them. But we're hearing about this AWOL soldier arrested over concerns of possible second attack on Fort Hood. But then, meanwhile, at the Fort Hood shooting, it turns out the government was protecting this guy for 2 years, and Amir al-Awlaki, that secretly hangs out at the Pentagon, was running him. So, but here's the report today. Obama to approve al-Qaeda embassy, that's in quotes, French news agency reporting, in Washington, and admitting that it is real al-Qaeda is the group that we're funding against Gaddafi. What's your take on that, Sheriff Mack?
Well, that goes back to truth is stranger than fiction. I still think of Josh every time you read that. You're just reading the news. And what's he going to do? Spin that to say, everything's fine. No, I'm sorry. Everything's not fine, and we need to change what's going on.
Absolutely. It's a Professor Griff a quote in the Obama deception. He goes, listen, I'm saying something about the black people out there.
Right.
He goes, you think just because we got a black president, everything's going to be all right? Everything's going to be just fine? No, everything isn't just going to be all right. It's not all right. And look, you have to be involved. You have to be jealous of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said. You have to defend that jewel because that's the jewel the criminals are after. Criminals can control the government. They're God. We'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, with a bunch of special guests.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to open the phones up for the first 5 or 10 callers or so, only for military and police that are listening. It's still a free country. You're allowed to call in here and talk about things that are illegal and expose them. We are not in a total secret police state yet unless we give into it. And I have hundreds of news articles where they admit the Army, the Marine Corps, they're running checkpoints all over the country arresting U.S. citizens. And I've played the newscast here over and over again, that Fox News piece out of upstate New York where, oh, the Army arrested 2,000 people. And it shows families being driven under high-powered X-ray machines shooting through the car. Just a few years before, you know, the Border Patrol are in lead-shielded facilities to do this. The people are made to get out of the car, and it's sent over rollers. But see, oh, let the Army grunts die. We test chemicals, biologicals on them. We've stolen their death benefits. We're always cheating them. By the time they figure it out, it'll be too late. And the really dumb ones, we'll just hire them and make them police officers. I mean, that is the policy. And so they just got the military on the Fox News piece. In fact, I'm going to have Paul Watson, because he's the one that wrote it, add that article to Kurt's article so you can see it. I forget the exact headline. In fact, will you just get me Watson online, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. Because I want to, I mean, that won't even add any one-tenth of the proof here, but and Kurt's got dozens of examples, but I want folks to see this. I mean, they think you're complete idiots. They got the troops out there going, yeah, we catch drugs and guns out here in the middle of nowhere. Shows families driving under the X-ray scanners. And there they are just being blasted with the radiation. I mean, you think it's bad for the family to drive under a high-powered X-ray that makes a chest X-ray look like mother's milk? Imagine being those troops. And it turns out for 7 years or more, I guess eight, they've known at Boston Logan and four other airports that were testing body scanners that it's massively increasing the levels of cancer. And when those agents get sick, they just say, go home and die, pal. Just like they're still blocking health care for the 9/11 responders, saying, oh, you're not getting cancer from this. Doesn't matter. Every major institution that studied it and looked at it says they are dying at the number of cancers in some cases are tenfold. Their lungs are full of asbestos. The CAT scans show it. They just say, in fact, I saw it on Fox News, no link to the first responders and cancer. Remember, New York Post attacking first responders last year when they were very close to getting congressional law passed to finally get health care. And they said, oh, they're just a bunch of ripoff artists, these cops and military and medics. Remember the New York Post? They're just a bunch of money grubbers. Yeah, I've seen the CAT scans, even on the mainstream news, their lungs full of it. Remember they told you the air was safe to breathe? Turned out they knew it wasn't safe, but they got to keep that cover-up going. Yeah, they really care about you. They really care about you over there at News Corp. Absolutely sickening. So remember that, police and military. But it doesn't matter. The types of people, and this was only going on in the last 15 years. Previous to that, police departments would try to hire smart, tough guys. They'd go check up on you if you were from the neighborhood. You get in fights when you were a kid. Were you a tough guy? Unofficial manuals even got written on it. Did you like to go after bullies? Were you basically like a hunter of corruption? That's what good old-fashioned police departments wanted. Now they want below 100 IQs, the lower the better, people who will follow whatever orders you give them. I remember state police 10 years ago in Texas, on average, seemed a lot smarter. Man, I've run into them now, and you talk to them, and I mean, they seem like they'd have trouble tying their shoelaces. And we published internal DPS memorandum yesterday about we are trying to basically only recruit former military right now. But by former military, they mean specifically the types that really haven't seen combat. They've just been through drill camp and learned how to submit and been brainwashed and then not seen any combat and been in resupply, who now want to wage war against the American people, you and your wife when they pull you over. So that's the model going on here. And so let me explain it. Criminals took over America, the big banks that run the narcotics publicly, run by the government that ships the guns to the drug gangs in the U.S. and outside the U.S. to control the drug trade. They need really dumb cops who can just go write tickets and don't understand this. And they're listening right now, some of them. They're like, what? The government deals the drugs, but then I arrest people for drugs. You arrest low-level users who are then put in private prisons, publicly owned by big banks that launder the drug money, who then work for 25 cents an hour. So they make money on both ends of it. And I know you don't understand that. You barely know how to put your pants on, put your belt buckle on. I understand that. That's why you were chosen for the job. Now, cops that slip through or older police officers, they know what's going on. By the way, I learned all this from police in the last 15 years. Getting to know Dallas detectives, Austin detectives, LAPD detectives, getting to know these people over the years. I mean, it's a running joke. A running joke. I mean, I have been in the New York subway and gone up and talked to U.S. Army that's there. We even got it on video, but I felt so sorry for these guys, I didn't put it out. And I'm like, hi, what are you doing? I'm protecting you from terrorists. And I went, you are? And I believe the person had an extra chromosome. And I'm not putting people down who have that. It's very sad. But I believe they're actually recruiting mentally retarded people. I mean, and I was like, you are in the Army. I am. And then I also have footage I did use from that same trip where down by Times Square. there's U.S. Army running around with 45s on their hips, and they see us taping them across the street, and the U.S. Army runs over and begins screaming and cussing that they're going to kick my butt if I don't stop taping. And I said, do it! Do it! You know how what that would do for the Republic if you beat me to death right there? You cowards, I would have just submitted while you just split my skull through and murdered me. That's what will rise the Republic to your evil! Strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And that's why the controllers haven't killed me yet. They know it! You think I want to die? No! I love life so much, I'm willing to die! And some of you haven't figured that out yet. Now, I'm sorry, I just go back to that point. It's in, Road to Tyranny, or is it in Endgame? It's in Endgame. We ought to cue that up later. I know Aaron was up here late last night, but if he's here, he usually gets in by now. Get him to find that clip. People won't believe it. I'm tired of it. And you know what happened when I rose up to like 6 or 7 military people? By the way, these weren't dumb people. These were gangbangers. And again, they're hiring people who barely can tie their shoelaces from the cornfields, and they're hiring gangbangers. And these guys were gangbangers. They got the 45 on, rolling. And you know what? Obviously racist the way they acted. Whitey's across the street taping them. That isn't going to happen in America. And they came over, and they let me. And I said, you know what? Go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. So this is the situation that we've gotten in this republic. And the government is going to turn all these people loose on you. You know where the biggest Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting station is in the world? Pull it up. Mexico City. Oh, yeah. Nationalistic, anti-U.S., get up here. Biggest cohorts now in the entire military. Illegal aliens legalize the minute they sign the dotted line. And they will come into your house, and they will take your guns, and they will ask for seconds in a minute. And they're ready to fight. So, by the way, you think I'm joking? I can play you Frontline, where it shows a bunch of gang member types, and his family's got some firewood in their car. They get out of a field, and they shoot the car up, laughing. They shoot the car up, laughing, and then run an Abrams tank over it, back and forth, laughing. Okay, that's what's being turned loose on America. And I'm going to get into this new information here in a moment. But I want to hear from the military and police. If I'm wrong, you call in and tell me I'm wrong. If I'm right, you've been to these urban warfare drills to confiscate the guns, you call in here. And I want to ask you a question right now. Okay, did you think there wouldn't be a response from the Republic? We may be fat, dumb, and happy in this country, but there's still a shadow of the spirit of 1776. The spirit of 1776 is alive and well, and it's in my heart, it runs through my veins, it burns in my mind, and it burns in your mind the minute you decide to break your conditioning and join the Republic. It's 1776 worldwide against the spirit of 1984. It's that simple. This country's been taken over by banks, they set up a military takeover system so the criminals can get away with it. And we've got to get the word out to the military and the police now, and we've got to straight talk right to them so they realize what we're dealing with here. Now I want to go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson joining us from the UK, where they've had foreign troops run checkpoints in Scotland and England, pulling families out of cars. BBC, it's the same everywhere. Foreign troops, publicly they admit in a bunch of mainstream news that they're going to use foreign troops in America during an emergency. That's AFP, AP, Toronto Star. We need a master article, Watson, next week or something, a full spectrum article with different sections, how they're conditioning you for military on the streets, how they're violating posse comitatus, you know, Marine Corps out on the streets at a shooting in Alabama. The list goes on and on. DUI checkpoints. We need an example of the foreign troop admissions with all the mainstream articles with foreign troops training, NLE09, the rest of it for domestic. We need an example historically of what this means and then why they're doing it because of the banking implosion. Paul Watson. Okay, we got him on video Skype, but he can't hear us.
Hello.
Okay, Watson, good to have you here with us.
Good to be here.
Okay, Watson, I'm obviously ranting here because time is getting short. We're coming down to the wire here. You know, in the 2008, they announced by 2011, Brigade Homeland would be on the streets of America. The reports are pouring in now, a full military occupation. San Antonio, MPs out arresting U.S. citizens. That's confirmed. Florida, it's happening. Was it you or Kurt wrote that article last year where the Marines said they're the Army arrested 2,000 in New York at X-ray checkpoints on the highways?
I don't remember. It's probably Kurt that wrote that one.
Well, we've got to dig this stuff up and add it to his latest article. Have you seen the article? Obviously, you have. Busting Posse Comitatus, military cops arrest civilians in Florida City.
I've seen it, yeah, but I think Kurt wrote that one. I know there's military training exercises going on in Boston at the moment. They're going to run until August 5th.
But more than that, these aren't exercises. These are arrests being made. So we need to, I need to get with Kurt and add examples of the different things that have been going on. Here at Homestead Air Base, we have the Crime Stop hotline that allows anyone either on base or off installation to anonymously report a crime. Okay, we're reporting that the terrorists train at U.S. military bases, explains the Homestead Air Base website. If you know of a crime that has been committed, if you see a crime in progress, or if you see a suspicious person, vehicle, or situation that makes you feel a crime may be occurring, call the Security Force Crime Stop headline. And then it goes on to report that the military is now arresting people at Circle K's off base and basically running checkpoints. And they've got the photo here. We'll put this up on screen from Infowars.com of the police posing with the military. What do you make of this, Watson?
Well, it's par for the course, isn't it? They've just sent me an article, massive checkpoint operation in Tennessee violated Posse Comitatus Fourth Amendment. That was in Tennessee back in 2009. So, I mean, you went to the urban warfare drills, what was it, in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, and that's what they were practicing. So now it's coming to fruition. And there's exercises going on in Boston at the moment.
And by the way, these exercises go live. I videotaped at exercises on real highways where the Marines, that's in Police State 2000 as well, start arresting citizens. We've got links in the article. Now I remember the actual headline. It was... National Guard arrested 2,000 civilians in New York, Fox News. That's pretty much the headline, but I want to show folks this who are in denial. Watson, I got you online, you know, just basically saying that I want to really start focusing on this because a couple days ago I sent you that RT News piece that's gotten some more attention from 2 years ago. Or 2008, 3 years ago, where they talk about 20,000 U.S. troops on the streets for economic collapse. And you're like, Alex, in the I Am Back, you said this is old. The point is, they talked about it being in place by 2011, right on time to fully collapse the economy. The point is, this has all been orchestrated, Watson.
Yeah, I haven't read anything about it, Alex, so I have to look into it to see what's going on. But Nimmo posted the article this morning about Florida, so... Maybe it's worth talking to Nimmo.
What else are you working on today? I know you follow a lot of reports.
Well, a record number of Americans have basically lost faith in Obama. And this is important because this debt crisis seems to have virtually guaranteed his 2012 election defeat because the number of Americans that believe the country's heading in the right direction 2 weeks ago was 21%. Now it's 17%. That's a record low. And you've got 75%, three-quarters of Americans who think the country's on the wrong track. And, of course, this dovetails with the polls we had earlier in the week saying that a generic candidate versus Obama would beat him, 48% to 42%. So, I mean, he's completely had it in terms of 2012. The corporate brand Obama that they created 2.5 years ago has already run its course, and you even have a 58% of Democrats think the country's heading in the wrong direction. So he's lost his base as well. And that's obviously come about. It's intensified as a result of this debt crisis.
But you know what the White House advisors are saying? Terror attack is the thing that will help Lord Obama.
Well, yeah, numerous White House advisors, former Clinton advisors, have said that the only thing that's going to reverse his fortunes is an OKC-style attack, something similar to the Norway massacre last week. But, I mean, as you get closer to 2012, that becomes an increasing possibility if they do resort to that kind of false flag, because it's the only thing that's going to save Obama now. His credibility is completely shot. The Libya thing is out of control now. They're talking about approving an embassy for the Libyan rebels on U.S. soil in Washington. We've already had Britain say they're going to unfreeze $150 million and give it straight to the Libyan rebels. Britain has now recognized them as the official government of Libya, even though they don't control, they control less of the country now than they did before the bombardment started.
And they admittedly call them Al-Qaeda, and we're going to be getting into that coming up with Richard Mack later. But then meanwhile, they're hyperventilating over the, quote, Muslim groups hanging up Sharia law signs. And it, these groups are admitted, and we have the documentation of that posted above the article, are admitted MI5 and MI6, and it's all staged. I mean, they have guys clownishly, you know, with beards and turbans. It's, they can barely stop from laughing, running around saying ridiculous things so the government can take all of Britain's rights in the name of fighting the Muslim, quote, menace.
Well, yeah, they set the Muslims against Crusades, against up against the EDL, English Defence League. Both organisations are completely infiltrated and run by MI5. The EDL is just made up of drunk football hooligans who were all infiltrated by British Intelligence Special Branch over a decade ago, even as far back as the late 80s, they were all infiltrated. And the Muslims are run by this guy who's got direct links to the MI5 British Intel. And they just get them at each other's throats so the media can splash it all over the front pages. And it's divide and conquer.
It is. Watson, good job. I just wanted to give you an update on this military situation. I didn't even give the number out, and our phones are loaded with military and police. I want to play this news clip, though, from 3 years ago about the...
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns.
This is so elementary.
Here that build the death planes.
So elementary. Foreign banks took over the U.S. issuance of currency and credit in 1913. They then used the United States to basically take over the world. The same banks were financing Hitler and the Soviets. That's why they always win. They finance everybody. But through fraud, they finance it out of clear blue sky, backed up by the credit and faith of the country. And now they want us bankrupt. They want a post-industrial world where you're dependent on government. They've got most people dependent on government in one way or another. And without even giving the number out, I got police, military, former military, after James, Brad, Bill, Garrett, Keith, and others. Garrett hung up. He was a current police. I want to go to your calls. But I briefly wanted to play just part of this RT report, and this was reported on because the Army Times put it out, that they want 20,000 and then 300,000+ troops in the United States for the financial collapse, and they add on terrorism. Here it is.
3 years, 20,000 more U.S. troops, but not to Iraq or Afghanistan. According to Pentagon officials, these men and women will be stationed inside of the U.S. Thousands of additional uniformed men and women set to be trained by 2011. They'll serve as a response to a possible mass terror attack or civil unrest following an economic collapse. So how concerned are Americans about this?
20,000 more troops here in the U.S.?
I have not heard any of that, actually. No, I have not.
It's the first time I've heard of it.
Ben Friedman of the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank, explained what this bombshell will mean for the U.S.
Is this just the beginning of this expansion of presidential authority, of military authority here in the U.S.?
I hope not. We've seen the expansion of the use of the military within the United States for some time. A lot of the concern with this story about these troops being used for domestic purposes was that they would engage in law enforcement, arresting people, detaining them. They can't do that.
But that hasn't stopped people from speculating.
That's enough.
Just some right to have the military.
The Army Times said they're training to, quote, arrest people and pull triggers. That was a quote. Now, I wanted to go to Garrett. He was current police, but he hung up. And I got a lot of other police, former police, military. And after I'm done with these five or six callers that fill up the Genesis board, our phone number can take unlimited calls. Theirs just takes six calls at a time. I only want to hear from current and police and military. I want to hear from former as well. But I want to hear specifically, you know, this stuff's out in the open now. I mean, are people concerned? Or are they just so dumbed down that they think this is normal? I mean, if you've been to any third world country, you see military on the streets because they've got a corrupt government that's robbed everybody. And of course, the military's for the people. It doesn't stop terror attacks. You don't just sprinkle military around for some foggy terror attack. You can't protect everybody. It's designed for the people. It's designed for secret arrest. It's designed for total control. Let's go to Keith in D.C., who's former police. Keith, what's your view on all this?
Well, basically, Alex, first of all, let me thank you for the work you're doing. You're doing a great job. You're really waking people up. Secondly, I wanted to let you know that as far as back as 1987, when I was on the D.C. police force, Metropolitan Police, we were taking urban assault training. There was a time when a bunch of us, along with some other officers from areas close to us, went to Dover Air Force Base for a weekend of what they called urban assault training.
Yeah, mount training. I mean, training's one thing. Now they're publicly merging them.
Well, I understand it, but at that time, what really seemed weird is that there were all these foreign people there, you know, and we were told not to ask where they were from. Of course, we found out where they were from, but they were from other countries. They weren't police officers. They were military people, and they were asking us to instruct them.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.